Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Dead in the Water by Tanya Chandler. Published by Scribe in 2016, today's book is all about small seaside towns, new beginnings, and unhealed trauma. Bridget and her family have moved away from Melbourne to an island in Gippsland, regional Victoria, despite Bridget's fear and recurring nightmares of the water. Aidan is her second husband, and her second husband, who's in the police force. After an incident which left Aidan scarred mentally and physically, the family decided to move away and make a fresh start. There's actually an Australian term for this kind of move away from the city to a small town by the sea. We call it a sea change. Bridget is building a new life, and then she sees a notice in the local bookshop window with a familiar name. An ex-boyfriend who is a writer is coming to town to promote his book. She promises Aidan she won't go, but she does, and he still looks good. She buys a copy of his book, and the plot features the drowning of a woman in a country lake. Just bear that in mind for a sec. As part of her job, Bridget writes copy for a local TV station, and the farmer's market is hosting a celebrity chef. But on the day, the chef fails to turn up, and Bridget is roped into playing the role, although she can't cook for quids. Afterwards, when she returns to the island, she witnesses the police retrieving a woman's body from the sea off the main jetty. The death rocks the small island, and especially when it's uncovered that the body is the celebrity chef. And then Bridget and Aidan's dog is found with his throat cut. Both incidents are remarkably similar to the plot of her ex-boyfriend's book. Now, Dead in the Water has all the elements of a crime novel, with the murders, the police investigations in a small community, etc. But the solving of the crime is really a subplot. And the main thread of this book is a psychological thriller as we watch Bridget and Aidan crumble. Bridget is the star of the book. She's flawed and ordinary and makes a mess of so many parts of her life. She's troubled by guilt and the fear of water, and she became like a friend to me. I felt a real sense of dread as I watched her dangling over the edge. I felt like reaching inside the book to shake her and say, "Don't do that!" But she did, and she faced the consequences. Her relationship with Aidan is fraught and on a knife edge. He's deeply pained and she's unable to reach him, almost falling apart herself. This is a story of two damaged people who desperately want to make their way together, but their own troubles and anxieties keep forcing them apart. The setting of the island helps give the story an extra element of suspense. The island can only be reached by ferry, cutting them off from the rest of the world at crucial moments of the plot, of course. Also, the setting of modern-day Melbourne, where I live, is always refreshing and exciting for me to see references to places I know in the pages of a book. So if you like fraught relationships, ex-boyfriends trying to win you back through books, cheeky kids, poor decision-making, and weirdo neighbours, I heartily recommend Dead in the Water by Tanya Chandler. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.